Hello. Welcome to a very special episode of Panties. I feel like I'm the only one in good spirits right now, so I wanted to be the one that...
I'm in good spirits. We just have to discuss what Lemaire did before we left the house.
Okay, before we discuss, we have a very special guest.
We or have not a guest.
We have a guest this week. We have another guest this week.
Lemaire's so mad at me.
All right, then we have... Bitch, Lily.
I said no bitches, dude.
You did say this. But we.
This is the one thing I said.
But this is Lily.
It's the chair all over again.
It's the chair. It's a callback. But we have our good friend Lily Michelle.
Hello. So excited to be here with my boys.
Almost clapped weed off my fingertips. It was almost really bad. I'm excited to have you, Lily. I don't know what's going on between you two right now, but the second I walked in, it looked like y'all. Like, got quiet from fighting as I walked in.
No, we weren't fighting. What happened was I was getting ready, and Lemaire comes into the house and starts blasting rock, heavy rock.
Hardcore.
Today, right now.
Okay.
On full, like.
Oh, right before y'all came here.
It was full
volume. It wasn't full volume. It was about like 60.
40%. It was very loud in the house.
I was jamming.
Not on his phone, on the speakers.
Yeah.
Shane had left for 5 minutes to go get Zins.
Yeah.
And he walked in, and I had already yelled, Lemaire, I hate this. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Please stop. And I actually have a video of it.
Okay. Ooh, can you airdrop it? Airdrop it to a Mac Pro? Because we can get it on. We can get it on the monitor.
Oh, okay. Let me airdrop it real quick.
Oh yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
It's a video of me having fun.
Yeah.
Listening to Knocked Loose.
And Shane comes home and he starts yelling at Lemaire.
I gotta be honest, I feel like the bros are gonna be on Lemaire's side.
Probably. And I understand that. No, being the girl here, I understand.
Yeah, that is. I'm
just trying to give you a warning. Can you send that to me one more time? Sorry.
It's not because you're the girl, it's because I'm right. And they're good.
You barely ever. I actually have never seen you blast music except for that Kanye song that we love so much.
Which kind of song?
Because I would back ask to me. You, back to me. I'd be like, Lemaire, please blast it.
Yeah. You get the accent just for that.
Please, Lemaire.
Because
give it to me.
You've been there, and I like you, and you play the music outside. I don't play anything outside almost every day.
If I'm in the pool, I want some jams.
Almost every day you play music outside. I don't say a damn word.
No, last night I played your songs.
That was the first time.
Because you asked.
Yes.
And
so wait,
I was there
for the first time.
First time I ever played my music out back.
Because we had a nice little vibe last night.
We
were smoking. We were just got back. Y'all were helping me through my sads of the Sixers losing in such a...
Yeah.
You guys, we never spoke about it, but I think y'all helped me through my sads
we
in that moment.
We spoke about it quite a bit, actually.
I went after... Oh, wait, did I not stop talking about
you
it?
You couldn't shut up about it. What are you talking about? You thought you were, like, internal with that?
I thought I was keeping it to myself.
You're very external. And I can tell
dude, you were sinking. You're in the dark place.
Yeah, my heart dropped.
You didn't even want to come in the hot tub. You were so sad.
No, yeah, I was like, I don't deserve a hot tub.
I didn't play good enough for my team.
Yeah. Wish hard enough. All right, so this is the. Oh wait. Pauses. I don't know if we should be showing the whole inside of the crib like this.
Oh.
Actually, I didn't realize it was like this much of a video.
Okay. Right. Well, I could just.
Can we just play the audio?
Yeah.
Let's just all see right, if the audio right. does it any justice.
It's me playing Knock Loose. I think it's their new song. I think it's Suffocate. No.
And what are you?
It's mistakes like fractures.
And what was Lemaire doing? Lemaire says he was having fun.
Okay, so yeah, can I see it? I didn't realize it was. I'm sorry for having set up the whole fucking.
This is Lemaire having fun. Just kind of at the kitchen counter on his phone.
I see a good headbutt.
Isn't that how y'all listen to music?
Yeah, I see a good head.
No, I'm like.
You're not doing that at all. You're sitting, you're like, there's nobody feeding me. That's what you're like.
No, that's not that bad a video, actually. Fellas, it's just Lemaire sitting at a kitchen counter looking in his phone while bumping.
While bumping loud, heavy metal, which is I like all music
it's
except
not heavy
for
metal,
heavy
it's hardcore.
Metal or hardcore.
It's different.
Where it's like, ah! Like, that is music I
don't. How long before the pod was this?
10, 15 minutes.
Before
so you were just trying to hype yourself up.
Yes.
You were trying to go from like, I've been chilling all day to like, all right.
And
I got done
playing basketball. I fucking took a shower. I was like, all right,
you hooped
man.
Today?
Yes, I did. Lost every game.
All right, that makes me feel. I'm glad that as a unit, we're not good at basketball.
No, I was playing. No, we're good.
Wait,
As a unit, I'm good at basketball. Now, Well, I was one for three. I only had three shots. They didn't want to pass it to me at first, but then I started playing and they started passing it to me.
Oh, they weren't people you know? You just went somewhere?
No, it was comics.
Okay,
basketball.
Okay.
But yeah. Then I came home, went to my room, took a shower.
We don't got no beers?
No. We don't need beers.
I would have loved some beers. I'm sitting there like, where's I'm ready to crack a beer? I thought it was, we got to get beers on the page. I'm something cut
okay.
off.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah, I walk to my room, play music, take a shower, and I'm like, oh, okay. Lily, I texted Lily. I was like, you're on the pod, right? She's like, yeah. So I walk over. It's like 5:40. I'm like, Lily, we got to leave. And she's like, okay. And then I go into the family room, and I play some music, just trying to get myself together.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
Now, Lily, 10 minutes into me listening to my jams, yeah. She goes, turn this shit off.
Oh,
I gave him 10 minutes.
Oh, you said you gave him like you gifted him, though. You're the newest one to the household.
You should have like.
You should be
ready. I'm the woman of the house.
No.
But that's, what's that mean?
You should have been ready in 10 minutes.
I was ready in 10 minutes.
Then we should have left. You should be like, all right, let's go.
I was ready. I didn't tend
to take that. That's stumbling. That's a lot of stumbling.
I don't know what to say.
And then you know what else happened? Shane comes in, and then we have to leave. And then like Lily's like, I'm going to drive myself.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't know what kind of music he's going to play in the car ride, and that might change my mood.
I was like, dude, you should have just let me know 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were waiting for me to like drive together. You didn't communicate that.
You communicated it. You said it. You're like, oh, are we driving together? I was like, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's...
This sounds like
Lily? I'm going to drive myself.
Lily, I'm trying to be a fair, equal party here. At the beginning, I was throwing bitch around. I was being silly. But now I'm trying to be even, right? I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying to be good to my friends.
This is Uncle Judge Nate.
Uncle Judge Nate.
Nate is always on the ops with me. You've never
once been
on my side.
Lily?
When have you been on my side?
Remember
Bobby Rock?
A day ago. I think it was a day ago, 2 days ago maybe. We made eyes. I'm walking. You had actually a handsome gentleman trying to court you.
I know.
But you
weren't
you didn't want it. You didn't want it. You locked eyes, and who was there to be Nate swooping to the rescue?
But Nate swooping in is very funny because he'll stand 5 feet away and just kind of listen to the convo instead of being like, Lily,
no,
I need
not,
you over here.
That's not
and
what
then
I did.
He has to strat his way in.
Yeah, I can't.
You were fine. You could be like, all right, he didn't like.
I don't want to be known as a cock block. I don't want that dude. He seemed like he was cool. I don't want his impression is to be like, that guy Nate was funny, but he's fucking cock block me the second. I was like, that's not a fun thing to have on your
name. It's not a good rep.
Yeah, so but I still, you know, I'm still there to hold you down first and foremost. So I come.
And I'm going to need that from both of you.
But look, LeMaire constantly.
No, Lily, as soon as you're out of the house, I'm forgetting about you.
You bitch. I'm staying forever now.
Are there more old beers in that fridge? Do you know?
No, there's no more beers. I look.
Shit. Okay. I'm
Taylor, can I Venmo you to grab beers?
I can go across the street and get beers.
Brother.
Leave this running.
I'll Venmo you real quick, Taylor.
Yeah.
You got to fucking
We could probably get Andy this in the Vinny.
What do you want?
Right at the Patriot.
Just some Mickey's.
Or you could Vin and he could Vin. Some Michelob's.
Michelob's. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant actually Mickey's.
Like
no, okay.
Michelob.
Good stuff.
Yes, I got to take a week off.
Yeah. I drunk yesterday.
We drank a lot yesterday.
I forgot. We got
those
delayed.
Beers.
Yeah, we got delayed for what, 4 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, we ended up getting tossed yesterday. But as I was saying, I was trying to be the middle guy. You're doing this stuttering is making it seem like you're kind of.
Can I say what happened?
Okay.
She has to present her case.
This is my case.
Okay.
I was like, after LeMaire came into the house before he played the music, I was like, okay, this is LeMaire's telling me that we're leaving soon or I gotta leave soon, you know? So I was like, okay, let me just put on a little bit of makeup, you know?
Girl.
And so I go to the bathroom and then LeMaire starts blasting this and I'm like, oh dear God, I hate this music. But I was going to power through. And then 10 minutes in, I go, LeMaire, enough.
All right, can I tell
you? I can't do it. And then I go back to getting ready. The music's still on. Shane comes home.
Yeah.
Shane yells at LeMaire.
Okay, but what's LeMaire? Is it just classic Shane yelling at LeMaire?
Yeah.
Shane, like, they're on the podcast together. That's what he does.
He was joking.
Okay.
But he definitely wasn't in the mood for loud music.
He's
trying to rest today.
Okay.
And then LeMaire was like, I'm waiting for Lily. And then I come out and I go, oh, I'm going to drive myself because I'm going to come back to the house after the pod.
Yeah.
And then we left.
Okay. Now, what I will say from everything you just said, and I think this is a fair point I make. I don't know. I think this is what most people are going to say.
Okay.
It's kind of a wild thing to just say to somebody, I hate this music. Turn it off. I hate metal. Or what is it? Hardcore. I personally hate hardcore.
I can't think with it.
You guys just have to get angry. It's angry music.
I don't think I'm angry.
I don't even need it. If I get angry, I'll just listen to like murder. I'll listen to fucking Kodak Black talk about killing
you
people and shit like that.
Bro.
It doesn't do. I just
get sad. I don't get angry.
I throw Cuba Gooding Jr. air punches like fucking.
Yeah, the diddler. Cuba's part with the diddy, dude.
I guarantee you there's a hardcore diddler.
Lamar, I've never seen you like pissed off.
Yeah.
Like angry yet.
Yeah.
Like, full Super Saiyan?
I saw it once. We talked about the you and O'Connor fight before, right? That's like public.
Yeah.
All right. We were at actually Nashville Comedy Festival 2 years ago. Almost 2 years ago, exactly, obviously, since we just left that. And I heard it before I saw it. It was like they're y'all are debating. What are y'all talking about?
Because he was playing this Woody Allen movie loud as fuck. I was like, dude, can you
that's
just
so funny.
No. Let me tell you the difference. It's 5 a.m. I'm trying to smoke. I'm like rolling.
Yeah.
And then him and Shauna just listened to this movie really loud. I didn't tell him. I wasn't like, turn that movie off. I was like, hey, turn that down, please.
I didn't hear that part. All right, I believe you. I'm just telling you. I'll get to what I heard.
And then Chris was like ignoring me. And I was like, yo, turn it down. But he kept ignoring me. So I said, Chris, turn that shit down.
Yeah.
Woody Allen fucking sucks anyway.
Yeah, that's wild too, though. That's also why you're pulling a Lily.
I gave him warnings. I was like, please turn it down. Turn it down. I asked him 3 times.
I don't know. Coming from my perspective that night.
And I let it go.
Coming from my perspective that night, that's a lot of nerve. I don't know if you remember this, but I was in a deep slumber with a broken foot. Not actually broken. And you guys couldn't get into the house. So you guys came, snuck around begging on my window, and I had to rise from a hurt slumber. and then I tried to get back in. I tried to get back into bed. That all happens, but I don't hear all of that. I just, at some point, hear I guess y'all are having a back and forth, and then you must have told Chris you'll fuck him up or something like that.
Yeah, I said, Chris, you're saying all this stuff, but if you're not going to fight me, you need to shut the fuck up.
And then
what I said.
And then I think at some point you said to Chris you'd fuck him up, and then he goes, "In what world?"
And I said, "This world."
Could you fuck me
up? I said, "This world."
Yeah. And then y'all started
That's a scary. If someone's like, "This world," I'd be like, "You're right. My bad."
And they started, and like Chris had his own back and forth, but I heard that, and I was listening to it for a little bit, and I was like, "Oh no, they're about to fucking fight." So then I got up and limped into the living room.
Oh my god!
Full Unky Nate. As always, and I tried to be funny and get everybody to chill. And I think eventually y'all did just like, I don't remember the words that we all used because it was 5 a.m., like you said, but everybody chilled out. And then I think you and Chris eventually got cooler. I think that is a thing with dudes. Like, you have a fucking, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, we got past that. Now we're better than
we've
been.
Girls are like, all right, we're past it. I'm going to bring it up next time we fight.
And I'm going to talk about you behind your back for the rest of our lives. But,
no.
Lily, all right, last thing about the music. Then we can move on back to the beautiful Nash Vegas stuff we had going on.
Nash Vegas.
It does sound like you were a little wrong. Tell us somebody. I never, even music I hate. Like
I wasn't even upset about it. I was more just like, come on. And then he played it
like
here.
Sound like you're changing your tone now.
No, but then he played it here and I was like, this motherfucker.
Oh, that's what was happening right when
that's
I got
it. That's when I turned my back to him.
Because I haven't listened to it in a while, but Knock Loose put out a new song with a lady I like. So I listened to it and I was like, oh.
I was speaking of Knock Loose. I wish Andy was here. Can we call Andy real quick?
What's up? That's Paige talking.
That was KubaCon too, right?
Yeah, KubaCon Texas. We can put him on the screen if it's Paige.
FaceTime. FaceTime would be sick.
Yeah.
How the fuck can we see him?
On the screen.
No, but he won't be able to see. Maybe
just change the cameras.
Yeah. I just want to be able to. I want him to be able to feel us feeling him.
Yeah.
I want to be able to feel us feeling him.
Shouldn't this be something that we organized before?
This is not. She's about podcasting.
Never listened.
Yeah, it's just okay.
I've never listened.
Of course, you never listened. I don't think any of our female friends have listened.
No,
I've never listened to anyone's podcast.
You motherfucker,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't listen to anybody's podcast.
It's crazy. You don't want
except when the mayor puts it on.
You don't want to check on your bros?
I call them.
No, that doesn't count. I'm not. Okay. You don't get the secret. We say everybody saves the secrets for the pod.
Okay.
Or the fun stuff.
Even like when we came in here and y'all were beefing, I was like, I don't even want to know. I got to piss. Throw it on wax.
Yeah.
You can't get it out.
I'm sorry for getting mad.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
This was beautiful. See? And this is.
And then now we're going to cuddle tonight.
That's nice. That's exciting.
Don't tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, why would you play like that?
She doesn't even know how much I love cuddle. She never listens to the podcast.
Oh my God. You have no idea how much Lamir is.
You don't even
Lamir's
know.
Like cuddle first.
Oh, I love cuddling.
Like if you ask, I feel like if somebody's like head or cuddle.
Going cuddle.
He's going cuddle.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
When a guy has sex with me and then doesn't cuddle me after, I'm like, but cuddling's the best
part. You like aftercare.
You need the aftercare.
You need the aftercare.
Nate doesn't aftercare.
Yes, sir. You can't.
You don't aftercare?
He says this every time to any lady and then they react this way. I aftercare.
No, he doesn't.
He loves to say I aftercare.
As soon as he gets done, he's like, here, and then goes and plays PlayStation.
Towel.
I do set a timer. I treat it like it's a set. I'm like, all right, 10 minutes. Put the phone down. Oh, yeah. Tell me more about Housewives. Shit, it's 10. I'm out.
No.
He had a classic alarm.
Yeah.
Dude, I had sex for an hour last week. It was so nice. Long.
Turn down the volume. You
it was so long. No, I'm done after 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Lily.
An hour's great.
Best kind of lady. And then he kept going, and I was like, all right, are you done yet? What the hell is this stamina coming from?
An hour's crazy.
An hour is too much.
The Pilates must be working.
Not if it's an hour.
Not if it's a...
Yeah. If it
I
was
didn't
30.
Think about it that way. He might have been like, yo, what happened? Just be so toit. No. It's not funny. I love when I can tell you don't think of things really funny.
Yeah, I go...
Yeah, you got to get a better... you got to get a way better fake laugh.
I'm really bad at fake laughing.
That's you. Yeah, I don't think I. Never mind. I ain't gonna bring.
No, what are you gonna say? Dude, bring it up.
I was gonna bring up Lily being my nemesis. When we first met.
Why was she your nemesis when you guys first met?
Because I didn't acknowledge.
Did you get one for yourself, Taylor?
Hell yeah.
That motherfucker, please.
I got a jizzy in here too. I don't know if I should have called it a jizzy.
Yeah, maybe not a jizzy.
I like it.
There you go. Some Mickey's.
Yeah, I'm gonna be fucked up tonight, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got a new match show.
I'm just trying to tempt you. You got a new match show?
I gotta do match show.
Oh, match shows tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why I thought it was Wednesday.
Yeah. Wait, hand me the bag.
That's what I got you. Oh yeah, that was a shitty. Yeah.
Why wait, Lily, do you know about being Nate's nemesis?
Well, so we met at Old Man Hustle in New York, but it was
Lily doesn't remember at all.
I don't remember it at all because at that time when I was doing Old Man Hustle, I hated being there and I was just like, let me just go do my spot and
was
leave.
It Harrington time or was it the other guy?
It was Harrington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was just looking for my spot, gonna leave. And also other stuff I'll tell you off the pod. But so then I don't remember meeting Nate at all.
I was hosting.
I don't remember that.
I was hosting the show. I brought Lily up. I double checked. I was like, how do you say your stupid name? Is it something Indian? And you were like, no.
No, it's
And I did that because you're making me mad even saying it. I had to slur you. But yeah, I remember Lily just being
like, hey,
like,
Lily,
yeah,
how do you say your dumb nama nama nada?
Should I do a little of this?
Let me get up there.
And then he was like, I don't know why she doesn't like me. But then the time after that was so much fun.
Yeah, we had a great time. We had a great time.
We had so much fun.
Yeah, we did. We did. We were in Florida, Miami,
Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. We had fun.
And we went to the.
What the hell did you do?
No. Yeah, we went to a strip club. I can't remember if we talked
how
about
it.
So how was it? It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, I hate
time.
The strip club.
I hate it.
Yeah.
A stripper put her tongue in my mouth.
That day?
That was the day. Did you not hear this story?
I think you did tell. I
was sitting, so it was like a booth situation, so my legs were like up like this, mm-hmm. meaning don't
leave
touch
me. Alone.
Me. Yeah. Don't touch me. Yeah. And Shane's sitting next to me, and this girl comes over, and she's like, I want to dance on you. And I was like, and Shane was like, have fun. And I was like, all right. So she starts, and then he was like, oh, you're really uncomfortable. And I was like, yeah. So then he takes her from me. And as she's dancing on him, she starts kissing my neck, and then she kisses each of my tits, and then she puts her tongue in my mouth, and I push her off.
Sick.
And then she whispers.
Can we turn Lily up?
Say it slower. Can you start over?
it in slow motion. But then I push her off, and then she whispers in my ear. She's like, "Do you want to go to a room?" And I was like, "No, this woman's a psycho." And then I had
horse is the fucking best. I wish you'd have tapped me. We weren't cool enough for a tap then.
No, you were too far and you were too busy.
Yeah, I was tossing ones.
I think I hate strip clubs.
Me too.
I think it's an easy hate. Like I thought I'd love it, you know, but it's too easy.
I love them as a chase and a high. Like shows were good. You go to a strip club. Waste some money.
That feels
I don't like being like, what am I doing tonight? Strip club. I'm saying that, but.
Let's go to the damn casino or something. Like,
yeah, I'd rather
you're trying
play
to spend
cards.
Money. Yeah, spend some money like a fucking man way. Well, I mean, a strip club is a man
that's
way.
That's what I say.
But strip clubs are creepy, dude. I'm done acting like strip clubs aren't creepy. It's like the only time, like, you go to a strip club and they're like, please disrespect me.
Yeah.
Sick.
No.
Big fan
well,
of
you know what's,
I'll
what
just
I
disrespect
noticed?
You in real life.
Yeah. You can't disrespect Lily the same way.
I've been disrespecting Lily all day.
Not the same
all
way you can
day.
Do in a strip club, though.
Give me a dollar.
I wish I had a one. I wish I had a one. But
what I see.
Give me $5. She's worth $5.
Thank you. Look at that. I like when we are on good terms. She gives me $5 instead of $1. But the girls' faces when they're dancing on guys, have you guys ever noticed the strippers?
No.
They're fucking rolling their eyes.
Like, I've never looked at their eyes.
They're just like, oh, this guy's gross.
Dude,
like, I hate this.
They're dead in the eyes. They're all dead. They're all like.
It's not what it's about. So you don't watch porn? None of you watch porn?
No, I don't watch porn.
You're a liar.
Swear to God.
You're doing that for religious purposes. You're saying that Allah's not listening right now.
I swear to God, I don't watch
If you don't
porn.
Listen, Allah don't listen.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not Muslim.
Allah panties in the mouth. No, thank you.
I'm technically Zoroastrian.
All right.
That's not even a real religion. Right.
It's one of the first.
She loves bringing up dead shit.
Farsi, Zoroastrian. How do you say it? How do you say the religion?
Zoroastrian.
Okay, but is that like bat? Okay, all right, never mind.
It's one of the
they
first
They dance
religions.
With snakes and fire.
Pretty sick.
Wait, is that real?
Pretty sick. We jump over fire.
That's pretty nice. Taylor, can you please pull up information on this religion?
Zoroastrian rituals.
Yeah.
Are you
so,
a practicing Zoroastrian?
I only know Zoroastrian
well, we
from
do the holidays.
I only know from civilization.
I don't know why. I don't,
it's a religion you could pick in civilization. That's the only thing I know about it.
Mm.
What religions?
Never ending battle between good and evil. Look at that.
That's dumb.
Yeah, okay.
Your religion's bad.
Well, the oldest organized faiths, it's based on the teachings of Avesta and the Iranian prophet Zoroaster.
Okay. And the emphasis is a never-ending battle between good and evil. Okay.
Ahura,
okay.
God versus Ahriman, devil.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so
how do you, like, pray?
Did Ahura give his powers to Ahriman? How did Ahriman become exist? Is it much like the Christian Bible?
Yeah.
Where he led a revolt against the God and
this
God was like.
Before the Bible.
No shit.
Mm. We're the originals.
Yeah, but you guys are fucking dumb.
So where do you believe you go when you die?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think we go back to the universe.
So what's the point of worshiping?
Well, it's just more like spirituality of like, because like on our new year, we'll have like coins, rice, and like. Chocolate in our hands, and like so when the new year hits we're going like this to bring in like sweetness, like earth, like goodness to ground us, and then we jump over fire to get rid of our evil sins of the past year to start fresh.
Okay, have you ever participated in that?
Yeah, that's what I do on in March 20th. That's the
you're gonna do it in Texas?
No, first of all, it's April.
Yeah, but you're not. Are you? You're not. No, what I mean though is, are you signing a fucking 1 month lease? Like your all the leases here are like 15 months. You're stuck.
I signed a 9 month lease.
How'd you get a damn? That's why your rent's so high.
It's not high.
It's kind of it's kind of high. You told
She's
me.
Going back to New York in 9 months.
Yeah,
no,
you're
out
of here. You're out of here.
I just wanted to make sure I liked the apartment. I didn't want to be locked in.
I got you. Nah, I was going for cheapest. So
what do
I was
you do
like,
with the
I was,
coins and rice and money?
So,
just fucking,
yeah, you put it in your hand so that when it's the new year, it brings in money, sweetness.
And then when
good
you do
health.
All the
and
chocolate
it,
and rice that's stuck in
then
your
you
hands.
Then you throw it out.
How's it working for you?
The health? Not so good.
Yeah, you got
the
you.
Sweetness? Not there.
Wait, what is your. What is
money?
Your...
Broke. I'm broke.
Shut up. You're not broke. Bitch.
I'm broke.
You lied ass.
She's broke.
Nah.
She's like, never mind.
We all just hit the same lick. But, what was I about to say? Oh, I had a question. Yeah, what do you do with it all in your hands? You just No, I know what it was. Sweetness Health. Can we talk about your leg injury and how you got it? It is the funniest. Obviously, when you said it's obviously not working, can we talk about that?
We could talk about my knee injury.
All right. Can you? Yeah.
I tore my meniscus.
Wait. Why are you asking her that?
I don't fucking care. It's her business.
So
I always ask people their business.
She lets her business known.
No.
She doesn't do podcasts.
That's true.
She says it on stage.
Yeah, she has a joke.
Yeah. I know, but yeah. It's different. It's different. Not different.
So I tore my meniscus by jumping into bed to take a nap.
Yeah.
I jumped into bed, and my knee was no longer working, so for 3 months I couldn't walk, and I got surgery.
Ooh, so enticing about that nap.
Dude, it was 2 p.m. You know the 2 p.m. nap.
You guys both.
I do know the 2 p.m. nap.
You guys hit a both hit a 2?
No.
It depends on when we usually wake up around 2.
Yeah, I'm a big noon guy right now. It's not good.
I woke up at 1 today.
Jealous.
Yeah.
I woke up at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I was up around like 10:30.
Early riser. I just don't leave my room.
I don't leave the bed until I'm ready.
Yeah.
Until it's like, get me out of here. But
now today, I left the bed because Knock Loose put out a new song and it fucking rocks.
And that's the song.
I put it on. I woke up. I went Super Saiyan in the morning. I literally went into my room. I fucking went Super Saiyan early.
I love what Knock Loose does for you. Unfortunately, I can't be a part of it.
What feeling did it bring out of your day? Like, it was angry? It got some of the anger out?
No, it just made me feel good.
Okay.
Like, I'm vibrating right now.
Damn, wow. That's a good, you're selling Knock Loose to somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm happy for you. You were trying to stifle
that. I'm holding
that.
My anger pretty well.
What are you so mad about?
That's why I'm going to be Super Saiyan.
Once it, like,
you know,
once it all explodes.
That's the key to become Super Saiyan is the anger.
I know you're fucking around, but I do wish part of you really thought, like, if you hold in enough anger, you could become Super Saiyan.
Wait till I hit the mothership stage tonight.
You're going Super Saiyan?
I'm going to go Super. You guys are going to be mad. You guys are like, yo, when do you get blonde hair?
You with blonde hair would be pretty sick.
Nah, I think it'd be scary.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
I might try to. I got to fix my hair first before I do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this how you podcast?
Yeah, I'm pretty chill.
Yeah, that's not good.
I'm sorry.
It's not good for podcasts.
I'm sorry. This mic is really low, so I feel like if I go.
You can
like
just lift.
No, you can lean back. You're leaning back.
Tighten it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
There you go. Oh, now I'm so excited. Should we talk about this weekend?
It was a fun weekend.
Mm-hmm. We had a great weekend.
We met Sketch.
Me and Sketch
was
brother.
Yeah.
I have a video of me doing that to Lemaire and him not knowing what it was.
Is it also in the house?
But wait. To be fair, it was a month ago. It was a month ago she asked me, and nobody knew who Sketch was a month ago.
I did.
This nigga blew up over, you only knew him because of Tic Tac.
Tic Tac.
This nigga blew up over a week.
We don't use commie Tic Tac. You would, you fucking commie.
Look at this.
Yeah, Tic Tac's bad.
I can send you this one, and you can put it up because it's not showing the house.
TikTok is actually bad.
Yeah, it's like no lie. One thing I was talking to this FBI dude the one time, he was telling me that, like, and maybe this is common knowledge, but China's TikTok is different than ours. Like, it doesn't, like, our show's like ass and like makes influencers and shit look cool to kids. What's it called? Like Chinese TikTok, their algorithm is set up to like push like math and like make that shit look cool to their kids. It's like so different because
like Kumon.
Yeah, it's like
they're
trying to dumb us. I don't know. I just said
Kumon.
Do you know Kumon?
Yeah, the education thing.
Yeah, I used to do Kumon.
What's that?
It was just extra homework.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
It was like a Muzzy.
Yeah.
this is me doing What's Up, Brother to Lemaire.
You have to ask it. Why do they have to be so?
Hello, brother.
Oh,
hello.
Whoops.
You did it all wrong.
Hello.
Hello, brother.
Hello.
I wouldn't know how to respond
and
until
then
now.
I did it to Dorfman. I go, "What's up, brother?" He goes, "What's up, sister?"
Dorfman this weekend.
Yeah, Sketch rules.
Yeah,
Sketch was awesome.
He was a bro. We asked to take a picture with him. He was like, "You want me?" He was like, "All right." We're like, "No, dude, you got to be in the picture."
He tried to like grab one of our phones to take a picture of us.
Like, no,
he's a
bro.
Sweet guy.
Yeah. He's cool.
I don't think he understands how famous he just got.
No, I think he understands.
I think but he's still so like new to it that he's just
and he's
like
actually
normal.
Autistic. So you might not recognize how fucking.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, usually when people are autistic, they don't realize it.
Yeah. We got it
takes a long time.
We got a history from the Ryman, too. That was cool.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Stepped on the Johnny Cash part of the stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was sick. That was sick.
The lady who owned the Ryman, she did it. She bought it in the 1800s and, like, she had to sign it as, like, LC, whatever her actual last name is, because when you sign it that way, nobody knew it was a lady.
Mm-hmm,
like, and they wouldn't, like, perform with her if they knew it was a lady.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was a church. It was a church. Some guy, just a random guy who owned boats, built it for a pastor originally.
And it was the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah. It was originally the Grand Ole Opry. Then they moved it to a bigger venue near the mall.
Apparently, since it's like the church that like we did it on a Sunday, apparently that's a big deal there, too, is like because it's the church.
Yeah.
Like
we're just all saying slurs on stage.
It's so funny. We're like at this place called the church on a Sunday. And everybody's like, this is a big thing. And we're like, retarded, whatever.
Slumlords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was sick.
The shows were really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I do wish, like, because of the lick we hit in Michigan, I get very bummed when we travel to a non-weed place.
Dude, Tennessee it was brutal. It was dry county in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't spark up. Remember that?
Nate refused to spark
up. Refused to spark up.
After, what are you talking
after
about?
After all weekend, you're like, I got the weed. I got joints on me. I got me.
Too much weed is what you were going around saying.
We didn't smoke any of your weed until Sunday. You're like, nah,
no,
I
we
can't.
Definitely smoked.
Oh, nah,
we smoked, but we definitely, I know we smoked a lot of my weed. There was one specific time I didn't spark up. It was at that party. And when you guys, one of y'all was, y'all were trying to leave.
We were at the bar, yeah. No, yeah. We weren't trying to leave. We just wanted to smoke.
You were specifically trying to leave. You said, I want to smoke a little.
I want to smoke before I leave.
Yeah, yeah. You were trying to leave. And I was in the middle. I was having fun. I was doing my own thing. I wasn't going to leave because y'all wanted to smoke my weed. Y'all were on my time.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
If you were going to smoke a blunt, if I would have had a joint to give,
I would have gave you a joint and walked away.
I didn't have a joint to give on me at the time.
You had four joints.
Not on me. Not on me. I only had, because I had the other ones at the little ones at the hotel.
I got too much weed.
Yeah.
I did, honestly, it was only too much because of, like, you know, flying back with it. It wasn't too much to smoke in a period of time.
Too much. You said too much.
Maybe I was weed bragging.
You was weed bragging, you became weed cheap.
Nah. Y'all are trying to gang up on me because y'all live together. Fuck both of you.
it's what happened.
Nah. Nigga, I gave you one of my pre-rolls for a blunt. Yes, I did. Don't you dare lie.
Okay.
I gave you my biggest pre-roll. It was my biggest pre-roll.
You gave me Texas weed. No, I didn't give you Texas weed.
All I knew was it was from this. I don't know where I got it from, but it came from.
I know exactly where you got it from.
No,
you
I don't.
Up.
I promise
like,
you.
I rolled this one up before I left the house.
No, I promise you I didn't. But that one, because I don't roll them that big. Like, that's how I knew it wasn't it. I don't put that much. I do little, you know, regular size J's. That one was like a full gram pre-roll.
That looked like
pre-roll.
That size, brother.
No, it filled this whole thing up. You're being, you know, you filled a blunt up.
I didn't fill a blunt up. I rolled a finny.
You filled a blunt up.
I rolled a finny.
If you would have tried to roll a blunt up.
I rolled a penny,
bro. Okay, you're lying. You're confidently lying. I'm not confidently lying.
The one that I came out and you were like, I didn't roll it that great, that one was little.
That wasn't that one.
Lemaire rolls thick boys, okay?
That's what he gets.
So
that's why he don't got no more weed.
Two C's, bro.
Yeah.
Thick boys.
Well,
it's okay.
I don't remember this. The one that I smoked with him that I gave him the weed for, it was just me, you, and Zach out there. So I don't know what weed you're talking about. You weren't there for the
later,
one.
Later on.
You weren't there for the one.
No, because I didn't finish.
Well, it was during the show.
Wait. I didn't finish it. I put it away because it wasn't burning real good.
Oh, so the little half-finished blunt wasn't that big anymore, is what you're telling me.
No.
It sounds like you're saying the half-finished blunt's not that big.
The penny I smoked was half, and I rolled it bad.
I don't know. All I know is I gave you a whole grand pre-roll, and you're and instead of saying, thank you, friend, you wait a couple days and then say, you were being stingy with your weed.
No, I said thank you.
You were being a little stingy.
I said thank you.
No, I wasn't stingy.
Nate's a stingy
guy.
I
wasn't stingy with Lemaire. I was
stingy
with you. No.
Those are both two attributes.
They're not either.
I've known you for 15 years.
I can't be the generous bro of the year and be stingy and think I'm not either of those things.
You're not the generous bro of the year.
You can't just no. You gotta if you're gonna lie on my name, you can't no.
Okay.
right, I'm listening though.
You're can I just say that this is always what happens? They argue, and then I'm not allowed to leave. Oh, and I think that's why they invited me on the podcast today, so that I basically am not allowed to go. They were arguing in Nashville, and I was about to get up.
Wait, tell the story after. Tell the story after.
Okay.
So we don't lose.
You're not the generous bro of the year. You're bro of the year. Those are two different things.
Also very generous.
Who's generous bro of the year?
No one is.
Generous
if I'm not,
year,
no one is.
Leonardo DiCaprio, he always gives.
You're adding words in to the
yeah,
title?
You changed it, dude.
No,
you like,
no,
you made,
you're changing
no.
it.
You did
Taylor,
it first.
What context did you mean right then? I was changing it or LaMare was changing it?
Nate, you said it first.
I can tell by the fact
you,
that
you, Nate,
you
said, you
said
first.
Generous
you
bro
said
of the year first.
You threw a
you
word
said
in
I
there.
Said, how can I not be generous and be bro of the year?
No, you said, how can
maybe
I not
I
be?
Maybe I said generous bro of the year. It doesn't fucking matter.
So I'm sorry.
But I still don't
welcome
understand.
Welcome back to the spaceship. Starship's
I also,
back.
You brought actually most of those cartridges though. So before, but I did make sure that thing made it here.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a weed device.
It has three. You put three vape carts in it. You hit them all at once.
Hamilton Devices, shout out.
Yeah.
Vape cartridges for weed always make me cough.
You put three in them? Why would you need more than one? Oh, my
it's
Lord.
It's just being excessive. It always hits. I mean, if it whistles, sound. Yeah.
If it whistles, it's done?
If it whistles, you hit it hard.
Oh.
But I don't actually like it.
All right, so back to Nashville.
I like it.
They were arguing.
I want some more of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. I knew.
I've never seen LaMare not high.
Yeah, it's very angry, isn't it?
It is. It's like, what's up with LaMare today?
Something about Texas has changed you. You were such like a. You used to be a jolly guy, and then you got out here.
It's
not even
that.
You're gonna kill somebody then when in the summertime. It's nuts. Lily, you got to get out
Nate,
that house.
I'm going
to
get out of that
much like Lily's story she has to tell, you forgot that I'm actually from the hood.
No. Also, Lily, never mind. I ain't going to put Lily in the...
What were you going to say?
Nothing. I don't want to put anything on you.
No, put it on me.
So
put it on me.
Put it on her, Nate. Pause.
You can't say it like that. Pause, Lily. Pause.
Another hour session.
Your madness that night. Your madness that night was out of nowhere, it seemed like.
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't understand why you got mad.
Oh.
It came out, we were having like a regular
talk
about haircuts.
About barbers.
Now, let me tell you the real reason. Let me tell you the real reason why I got mad. It's because, I'll save it. I'll tell you off the air. But also, it's kind of gay. I don't feel like you guys are supporting me.
But
you guys always abandoned me.
What
I'm always
mean?
I can
alone.
Tell you feel that way, and that's
I
in
do
your
feel,
head.
It's
bruh.
Not in my head. It's
I think
like
it's in
actually
your head.
The truth.
I'm with you 24/7.
And when you and LaMare, your walk, we're all going to the show. We can't all fit in the car. My first thought is, no, what do I say first? You're walking. All right, I'll make sure you don't walk
that
by
time,
yourself.
I wanted
walk
to walk by myself, though.
All right.
The one time I want to be by myself,
and then
you're
you
there.
Said, and then you could have said, I want to be by myself. And
I
then
I tried
right,
to
right,
say
right,
it nice.
Right,
I was like, no, I'm okay. It's good. I'm
then,
good.
And then after that, again, we go to where everybody's going home. I was ready to go home, and you wanted to go to Kid Rock's bar. And I said to you, I was like, LaMare, if you want to stay out, I'll stay out with you. If you want me to stay out with you, and if not, I'll get in the Uber with everybody else. And you said, I want to stay out. You didn't say, I want to stay out by
no,
myself.
No.
I said, if you want to do your own thing, because
no,
you were
no.
in the situation.
I asked you
you're
to say,
no, 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 and that's
to,
exactly what.
I asked you to say, because there was a straggler, and I did not want to be around the straggler.
Well, then we could have hopped in the car.
No, but I wanted to go check out Kid Rock's bar.
We could have easily gotten in the car and just still got to Kid Rock's bar. We weren't going far.
I would rather just go there than go home.
Either way, I still was. That's clearly me not abandoning you. That's me going. That's me being like, this is my bro.
You guys let Allie sit in my seat.
That's bullshit.
That's not
actually
bullshit.
Mad about.
That's
nigga.
Not bullshit.
Where was she supposed to sit?
On the bad chair.
He wanted Allie to do our podcast for. When did you leave? December.
Yep.
I moved here in March. He wanted Allie to sit in a chair for two and a half months, uncomfortable for 2 hours once a week.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
That's not reasonable.
It's a reasonable request.
You got to put in reps.
She put in a. We made her do like a month.
And then she was so mean to you guys after that.
She was not mean.
She was mean to you guys. I listened.
Allie was not mean.
Allie
to
was
us.
Mean to
Allie
you guys
got
the whole
dominated
time.
On that
she
podcast.
She didn't get dominated, dude. She brought. She did poppers. She made you look
Allie
like a fool with Maddie Smith several times.
No.
Oh,
if anything,
shit.
She made herself look like a fool with Maddie Smith just going popper crazy.
But no,
me and Nate were arguing about. We're arguing about haircuts in Nashville.
We're arguing about haircuts.
Yeah.
And I feel like I do have more of a say on haircuts only because I get haircuts more often. That was my first point, and that was literally my first point. I was like, I do.
When's the last time you got a haircut?
Since I've lived here, like my hair grows fast.
He only gets shape ups.
No, dude, I don't.
I don't get anything cut here. I get the sides faded out and I get it shaped up. And I only got one haircut since I've been down here. It's been like
You miss your barber though.
I do miss my back home barber. I think I was kind of drunk reminiscing.
Yeah, you were. You were like, look at him. He's so happy.
He's cutting somebody else's hair right now.
He's doing good things. Anyway, so I tried to get up, right?
We're sitting on the couch. They're standing above me.
I'm on the couch.
It's three in the morning.
We're in a hotel lobby. Lily's sitting on the couch, just like right here. We're standing like in front of her, basically blocking her exit.
Yeah.
Unintentionally at the beginning.
No, the whole time you guys were like, "Don't leave." Anyway,
it wasn't the whole time.
At first, we were arguing, and then they said, "Lily, we can see you want to leave, but you can't leave." And then we kept arguing. And then Nate was like, sit back down. He didn't say sit the fuck down. He was like, sit back down, Lily.
And then I try to get up. And Lemaire gently, it wasn't aggressive, but like pushes me back and goes, lay back down. Yeah.
Very sexually. I pushed her back down on the couch.
And then we fought for like another 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I just left.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you stormed off.
I did storm off because there was no getting through to you.
There was nothing to get through. It was opinions on what haircuts are
better. We literally beat you 2-1, and you couldn't get through it.
Oh, my God. I wish the thing that sucks is we'd have to pull up.
Yeah,
we beat you 2-1.
I know barbers.
We'd have to, like, pull up a picture of... I can't think of a... You pulled up like a guy with a Donald Glover haircut.
I pulled up my ex, and you were like, this guy never gets a haircut.
Can you pull up Donald Glover with a fro just to show? Like, everybody knows, but I just want to show.
No, Donald Glover doesn't get haircuts.
Could you imagine if I pulled up a picture of my ex?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't want to do that. But, like, you pulled up this, and you were like, this is... And then I pulled up, like, a clean black haircut. Like
it's
that
like
black
very Puerto Rican style.
Yeah, you were like, I like this on black guys.
Look, this is a good haircut.
It's not a haircut. That's the thing, though. It's just his natural hair.
There's not a shape up there. Wait, there's a shape up there.
There might be a shape up there. But that's the if that
you
is
don't think Donald
shape
up. Glover, there's Glover gets yeah. haircuts.
And it's crazy for you to think Donald Glover doesn't have somebody styling his hair.
No, it's crazy that y'all think that's a shape up. That's clearly his natural hairline. Look at the unevenness of it.
I agree.
That's his natural hairline.
That one's not a shape up. That one's not a shape up.
The one right under it, can you go one lower? Donald Glover doesn't typically rock.
No.
Like, even when he's doing... All right, look at the one... No. The one you were just on, Taylor. And then down, up one. Up
that's
one now.
That's better, though. It looks better.
Down one.
This that looks middle,
yeah.
better.
Yeah. Nate, not a hair... That's what he does.
It looks... Oh, that's bad.
And then that's how he exists
that
all
one's
the time.
Bad.
And then one to
no,
the
that's
left.
In Atlanta.
This
one, that's
this
in
was
Atlanta.
Particularly bad.
That's because he's playing
okay,
a character.
Okay, okay, okay.
He's playing
okay.
A poor
wait,
guy
wait, wait,
Atlanta,
wait. Before
yeah.
you do anything, Taylor, the one you're on right now, just go one to the left. This is him style, clearly. He doesn't, like, I'm a Donald Glover fan. I don't think there's nothing wrong with
zoom
doing with his haircut.
Enhance, Taylor, enhance.
Donald Glover's not a get a shape up guy.
But, dude, that looks better.
And this is what you showed me, and that's what you said you like. You showed me that. And then I pulled up.
I didn't say this is what I like. This is what I've been with.
Because you liked it. Because it was attractive.
Well, I'm not looking at guys' hairlines.
And then, Taylor, can you type in,
hairlines are for dudes.
Black haircut. Just black haircut. Sharp black haircut.
Girls do nails for girls, but guys look at haircuts for guys. It's not for girls. Girls don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you guys don't care about
black women give a fuck.
Shitty black women give a fuck.
It's not shitty black women.
Dirty black women give a fuck.
And this is what
that's not too sharp. That's black.
That's not too short.
That's fresh.
That's just a fresh. But see, that night I was showing you cuts like this.
You showed me a Puerto Rican.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I showed you. Well, now we're sober, and then you're saying that.
That's too sharp.
That's not too sharp.
That's way too sharp.
That's too
sharp. Clean as hell.
Bro,
that's too sharp.
That looks like a math equation. That looks like
exactly.
About?
Exactly. That barber could have been a fucking surgeon.
Bro had parabulous.
Except he wasn't allowed to go to college.
Bro had parabulous for sideburns. Fuck that.
Nah.
If I saw a guy with this, I would hate that.
That's
because you don't like. regular niggas.
No.
You never dated a regular nigga.
No. This is a drug dealer. That's a drug dealer.
That's not a drug dealer, bro. That's just a. This nigga could be a lawyer with that haircut.
He's not a lawyer.
You think that guy's a lawyer?
I don't think that guy's a lawyer.
Any nigga is a lawyer.
That's not true. I know nigga lawyers. I know one. No, I know nigga accountants. I don't know if I know any nigga.
You don't know any nigga lawyers.
I know
your. I know your nigga accountant.
You don't know my nigga. Oh, I'm not thinking of Naeem. Naeem don't got hair. He would definitely not talking about Naeem.
Yeah.
But no, I'm talking about people I went to
school.
That
one's nice. That one's not too sharp. To the right here.
Yeah, because he has a fade on.
No,
the
that
side.
One's bad.
No, that
one's not bad.
That
this
one's
is
too
nice.
Sharp. That's
this
nice.
No,
that's good.
Y'all
that's
are,
cool.
It's crazy how wrong y'all are. I wish we had more black listeners.
Nah,
just because I know our comments would be like,
nah, dude,
what are they talking?
This is coming from.
Is this showing on the screen? Is this also doing the thing where it's like on the screen? All right.
This is coming from two people who can admit that men are attractive.
Y'all niggas gay, both of you, especially you.
You can't do that.
I can admit so,
no,
men
can't.
Are attractive.
That's
I literally
a bad
said
haircut.
Lily was talking to a handsome guy earlier, and then I came over and stepped in.
Handsome.
He
you didn't say
handsome.
Handsome,
handsome
you
means
said,
attractive.
You didn't say handsome. You said he was a guy. Oh, good Lily's
looking.
With a good-looking gent.
What's the difference? It's just less gay wording.
That guy was so annoying. He was so drunk, and he was at the show, and I was telling him that the first show there was a lot of hecklers, and he was like, that sucks. I was like, did you heckle? He's like, no, I would never. I yelled, go Irish, but that doesn't count.
Yeah,
you heckled.
Yeah, you heckled. You were a quick heckler. That's crazy to be invited to the show and still heckle.
Yeah.
Like invited.
And then
like
Nate started to question my blackness.
I didn't start questioning your blackness.
You did start
questioning my blackness. You thought I was questioning your blackness.
You were like, Lemaire. This is how niggas get haircuts.
And
what am I, not a nigga?
You're a nigga, but I mean.
Come on, dude. Like,
you
literally question my
blackness. But that's not what I'm trying. That's not what I'm saying when I word it, though. It is how niggas get haircuts.
No.
This is what you said. You said, you don't know N-words like I know N-words.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
You don't know niggas like I know niggas.
And you don't. You hang out with all white people.
Lemaire, did he say that? Was
the
that
last
right?
Five
I don't
years
remember.
Of your
that
life.
Doesn't seem like that's what I
Wait,
said.
That's
the
what
last
he said.
I feel like I said you didn't grow up
Lemaire.
Around niggas like I grew up around niggas.
Yeah, that's what you
and
said.
And that is what I do. Not, and I do mean that. And I mean, what I'm talking. All right, Taylor, real quick. Objective question. What do you think you do your most formative growing up years? What years in like school are you think are like the most formative? Again, also, real quick, before you answer, Lemaire, I'm not questioning your blackness. I never want you to think that. That's actually my least favorite thing that black people do to other black people. I'm not questioning your blackness. I'm literally just talking about, I think you can grow up around only white people. You still a nigga. It doesn't, that's not
I
what
didn't
I'm
grow
doing.
Up around only white
I'm not saying
people.
You did. Yeah. I mean, hypothetically.
Let's call Peaches
yeah,
right
you don't
now.
Want
to
talk
seven
to Peaches.
To 12. 7 to 12.
Damn, middle school? Oh, middle school.
You think 7 to 12 is the most important year?
Those are the most impactful to, like,
I mean,
like,
I'm thinking
what
of, like, what I remember.
Damn.
Like, as early as I remember.
You
like,
mean 7th grade to 12th
five,
grade?
5 the earliest.
5 is, okay. All right, maybe.
I'm saying 7 to 17.
I think it's 7 to 17.
Wait, so you're saying the first 13 in my years of my life in the slums... The literal hood.
That's what affects you.
No, that
you,
affects you. That affects you a lot.
It affects
okay.
me.
For me, yeah. my formative years were like
me,
high school.
Are you telling me that time that girl across the street from me was pregnant and 12 and jump roping? I don't imagine that.
Why are you
telling me I'm making
that
up?
No. We understand that you,
you can't
think
stop
about that.
Are you
think about that every day and we know. Now
are
we know
you telling
that.
Me that me picking up drugs from my neighbor because my mom asked me to is me imagining it?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But
I don't
you
know.
You
it,
weren't,
that's right, not formative?
What no, but it's not
that's
an age.
That's not niggas?
When we're talking about, it's not. It doesn't have to be niggas.
You're telling
it
can me
all, also, it doesn't
getting
have
my
to be,
haircut by my
but no, that's
crackhead
not what I'm
neighbor
saying.
Is not
niggas. I'm saying that doesn't, that's not the only thing. Now you're doing the opposite of what you think
I'm
I was
doing.
I'm
not doing the opposite.
Yes, you are. You're saying that just makes you niggas.
No, it's not what makes me
what
a nigga.
What I'm
saying
is when I was, all right,
that was formative.
I think the listeners are going to hate this argument. All I was saying, and then I won't even say the last thing, but all I was saying at that moment was I went to a black ass high school filled with a bunch of cops in there
and
security.
Sucks. And I was so glad happy to go to white high school where there weren't cops and I had
nice.
Opportunity.
Very nice. But that was still me growing up where I had to try to get bitches. And what I had to not do to get bitches was I had to have my hair cut. I had to be sharp. I couldn't be the bum ass, dusty headed ass motherfucker.
I think that's just the difference between us. I don't give a fuck about bitches.
And that's why you weren't getting bitches. Not that that is all that matters. But having sex
it seems like it is all that matters.
You know
to
me,
you.
It's literally not. I mean, I'm
very horny. I am a very horny man. Sorry you had to hear me right in your ears say how horny I am.
You're so horny.
But,
Well, you got to chime in.
But Lemaire.
I don't know
Lemaire,
how
wait,
to chime
real quick,
in.
Lily put a stop to this.
But no, but Lemaire, genuinely, brother, I love you. I don't know. I know you think that we're not whatevering with you, but I love you. You're my guy. And fucking, like, I don't know. It's just sometimes I don't want to do the exact thing you want to do, and you think that that's, like, not being in your corner.
Well, because if I don't want to do what you want to do, I would still go do it.
You didn't go. I went to go to the range the other day.
Because there was a party at my house.
That's I don't know. There's a party at my house. Me and my fucking PlayStation sometimes.
Get off your phone, Lily.
Yeah,
what
the fuck?
I was gonna play a song to lighten the mood.
I didn't think the mood was that tense.
But okay. this is a
it's a good podcast.
Yeah. What song are you? Turn this off.
We can't play this. You're gonna get us canceled.
Do you know the song?
No, but if it is a real song, they're gonna demonetize.
It's a Beyonce movie.
Beyonce movie song. Dreamgirls?
No.
Carmen?
He Still Loves Me. Fighting Temptations.
Yeah, I watched that video you told us about last night. Did you watch it?
Yeah. We were trying to watch it, but then every time she said something, she was like, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Y'all tried to watch it together?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all should have finished it. It's so funny. I don't know that she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
She did sound like a crazy person.
She's nuts.
But
he wants to be the one!
Yeah, yo, it's so funny. How crazy she's being is funny, but the deeper you get, how far did y'all get into it?
Like, we watched like 15 minutes of the
video. I was about to say, if you get like 20, 25 minutes into it, she gets more fired up. By the end of it, at one point, she says, it has to be, I should have.
Time.
No. We're so deep in here.
Freeza. We say
Freeza. That's
what's
my bad.
Time? You can tell me.
I told you already.
No, I mean, take that one.
I thought I signaled.
Yeah, I know. I meant like take the time for that so I can edit the Freezas out.
Oh, my bad. I was just trying to, she said it. She says it and they bleep it out. I wasn't trying to be fucked up.
Yeah.
But she says it clearly. She has to say it 100 times.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. She just keeps calling all of them that. And it's just like, I haven't seen anybody say it like that in so long.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm LGBT. She's like, I'm bisexual. I'm LGBT, blah, 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 all of that. Those niggas? Freezes. freezes. Like, she does it just like that.
We're talking about the Jaguar right. Interview.
Oh, yeah. Solid podcast.
Is it
right
white
there,
or that was
right.
Solid podcasting? You can do it.
It's in there.
Yeah, have you been learning from us?
Yeah. I've learned a lot in the past 10 minutes. More about who was blacker. That's what I.
And you know what the answer is? Nobody.
Taylor. Nobody.
Nobody's blacker.
Yeah, we saw black on black violence like that.
Yeah. That's how
but
you do
she,
it.
I saw the clips of her on TikTok, and I liked it a lot because she was talking about Diddy and stuff. And it was like, I feel like she knows a little bit, you know?
She is in the industry.
And she was like saying that Jay-Z's next. She's like, look at it, Jay-Z's next. And I'm like, Jay-Z was selling kids?
I need that to not be true. I know everybody thinks it's true right now.
Bieber for sure got molested by Diddy. I'm like 100% sure on that.
If Jay-Z sells kids, Obama sells kids too. That's crazy, right?
That's nuts.
It's not.
It's also true. Like, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Yeah. What will devastate me? It's not even. I mean,
but
Jay-Z's
wait,
why
selling kids is his accusation? How do you sell a kid?
Epstein. It's kind of like Epstein.
Wait, let me get my notepad
out. You arrange it for people.
Oh.
But I don't think, I don't know, I don't.
And also, if Jay-Z's selling kids, that also means Beyonce.
Knows for sure. Yeah.
I don't think Jay-Z would sell kids. I think he probably has cameras, though. You know, he has like kid. I don't think he would do stuff like that.
But I think he has done some shady shit.
Well, he used to sell drugs. He rapped about selling cocaine for 20 years. Almost. And you know, if Young Thug goes to jail, Jay-Z's going to go to jail.
Why?
Because now they can prosecute people for their lyrics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It sets a precedent.
Well, where's he going to court? Where's he in court?
Florida.
Florida might still be a little different than like New York. I don't know where technically his residence is anymore.
I think Jay-Z's is New York.
Yeah, but so he might have a little bit more lenience.
But it's about the legal precedent.
Jeezy, you said?
No,
Young Thug.
Young Thug, yeah.
Oh.
damn, what did they say? She said one thing that the timeline kind of added up. It was like, oof. Oh, she said, she was like Jay-Z put, I don't even want to say it.
Oh, Aaliyah on the flight.
Yeah.
I 100% believe that.
And then use that to boost Beyonce. I don't want to believe it. I heard they just I remember the original story was they put too much like equipment and shit on the flight and it was too heavy. And something shifted. And it like flew off the balance and you know,
I don't know,
the plane.
But Diddy did have
that
a girlfriend.
That does sound
who
like an accident you'd want to happen when you have someone you want to eliminate on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, over like put too much weight
sounds
on
like
it.
Sounds like somebody didn't strap down a strap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Then, that, I heard that when I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. That one, I was like, that's true.
Then,
I'm not going to accept it as truth in my universe.
I feel like it's true.
But it's
remember
possible.
The next album he put out with R. Kelly?
Best of Both Worlds. Yeah.
Because they got the best of both worlds.
Oh, fuck.
What do you mean? What do you mean when you say that?
R. Kelly got rid of Aaliyah. No problems from that. Because he married her when she was 16.
Oh, and Jay-Z also got rid of her.
And then Jay-Z got Beyonce some more pop.
Okay.
Best of both worlds.
That's
best
true. Fuck.
Both worlds.
I'm just out here being conspiracy minded in this dark room. Yeah. Wish you had a solo light. Come on. Zoom in. No. Zoom in. I feel like Coffeezilla.
But then also they were talking about she was talking about like Blue Cottrell and all this stuff too, about how like Jay-Z was in love with her.
Oh yeah.
And then like Beyonce came in the picture and all of a sudden Blue Cottrell didn't get another album out. Like all this shit. And I'm like, I believe that. I believe that Beyonce like had a lot of say in like who she put down in order to put herself up.
I was telling y'all the rumor is that the reason Sean Paul doesn't exist anymore didn't exist at the time was he, Jay-Z and Beyonce went on a break. He took her on one date and off with his head.
Yeah.
Like, not dead, but, you know, career off with his head.
Yeah.
Which
I can see happening.
Yeah.
That's.
What did Jay-Z do to Paul Wall then?
Who?
Paul Wall, baby.
What did Paul Wall do? Paul Wall's still out here.
Yeah, he does make an album a year.
He makes an album, and I think he's got like good money off his grills.
From grills, yeah.
He's like a grill, a top grill guy.
I know. I was just goofing. I was just trying to
another Paul. Yeah. Just what's going on with the other Paul? We were talking about so much real conspiracy. I was so locked in. I was like, "What happened to fucking Paul Wall?
What'd he do?"
Yeah,
dude. I heard he got metal poisoning from making too many grills.
That would have been believable.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm addicted to the P. Diddy stuff.
You're also addicted to fucking nicotine.
Bitch.
You and Allie, every lady we've had on this podcast is addicted to fucking vapes.
Dude, my friend in Nashville, like I was like talking to him and hitting this. He goes, I forgot how much you fucking rip that. And I was like, God damn it. When someone else says it, I'm like, fuck.
You were like having a whole crack. Like you don't listen to the pod, but Allie used to fucking spaz if she didn't know her joint.
Where's my jewel?
Yeah, like whole crackhead, and you were doing that like, but a calmer, more low key version when we were in the airport and you couldn't find it.
I kept looking through my purse, like being like, no one's gonna know what I'm looking for, and Nate's like, your vape's not in there.
she's just trying to like, we're at the bar, just quiet, like. What did you say? You were trying to pretend you were reorganizing your purse?
Yeah, I was like reorganizing. I was like, I don't need this anymore. It was bad.
Yeah.
But then Lamar and I found vapes at the airport.
No, y'all did find vapes. And before that, I found you a vape.
You did find me a vape.
Again, constantly being there for all my friends. I love you guys with all my heart. I'm not going to die for you.
That should be the end.